Welcome to the If I Grow podcast. I'm your host, Dean Wolfers. Today, we are thrilled to have Nayla Rodriguez with us. Nayla is a seasonal coach who lives in Glasgow, is the founder of NR Life Coaching, has an impressive background, including working as an executive coach at NHS Lancashire, where she has supported healthcare leaders to excel in their roles. Nayla specializes in executive and group coaching, focusing on enhancing well-being and achieving career success. She is also a sought-after public speaker, dedicated to empowering individuals through self-confidence and self-love. Nayla, it's great to have you on the show.
Hi, Dean. Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. Nayla, could you tell us a little bit about your background and what led you to become a coach?
Of course. Well, I'm Spanish and I moved to Scotland about 9 years ago. And when I moved to Scotland, I didn't realize that I was giving up on everything because I moved for love or who now is my husband, thankfully. But I left everything. I left my friends. I left my family. I left my job, which I was passionate about at the time. And then when I came here, I knew no one. And my confidence and my self-esteem decreased massively. Long story short, I started to work on myself, stopped blaming the outside world and thought there must be something I can do because I want to stay here and I want to be happy. And I learned to believe in myself. I learned about self-esteem and I realized that my self-esteem wasn't in the best moment. And as I started working on myself, I got promoted a few times. I was working as a band 5 in the NHS as a staff nurse. And I got to the band 7, permanent job, Monday to Friday, beautiful. And in that job, I thought there must be something else because I got as far as I wanted to get. And I still don't have this sense of fulfillment. And when I asked that question, I don't know if to the universe or to myself in my head, I got the email in my email inbox that said, would you be interested in doing an accredited life coaching course for working as a life coach for the NHS? And I couldn't believe this. Mm. I thought, surely this is, you know, a joke or it's not a fully accredited life coach course. There must be something that's coming here. And I asked my questions and it was indeed a life coaching course. And I got coached as well in this course and outside the course. And then I started to work as a life coach for the NHS. And I thought, this is it. This is what I was looking for. It was just amazing. To me, it's transformational. It's just such a joy to see whoever, I do it remotely most of the times, but whoever is in front of the screen, and they normally come so defeated and so low and you know, not believing in themselves, lacking confidence and self-belief. Which is funny because it reminds me to my story. And then the way they turn their lives around, it's just a miracle. It's just such a joy to be there, helping them, being their guidance and seeing the transformation. It is incredible. And I'm so passionate about it.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that, Nayla. And I can see in your face and your expressions as you were describing how passionate and how much joy you get from life coaching. Is there a particular moment or experience that said to you, yeah, this is my calling?
In the course, you coach each other. So you start practicing your coaching skills. And I just felt as I was practicing in every exercise, every call, I felt I was made for that. And then I realized I've been doing something like this all my life. I've been encouraging my friends. I've been every person that I would see on the way that wouldn't believe in themselves. I was working as an educator and a facilitator in the NHS, and I could see so many people that I was training that they weren't confident in themselves to pass their tests, their exams, their assessments. And when I was doing coaching, I thought, I'm ready for this and I'm born to do this. And the person I was coaching, I won't say her name, she says today that it transformed her life. So that would be like my first experience, even without being fully accredited. But then every other story, they all have something special.
Wow, that sounds incredible. Thank you for sharing again. Is there a way that you would describe your coaching philosophy?
Yes. Well, thank you for asking me that question, because I recently did a little rebranding. So I already said that when I moved to Scotland, I was struggling with confidence and self-belief. Also, in my upbringing, my environment and the culture didn't facilitate this either. And when I started coaching, I noticed that most of my clients, and I'm not exaggerating when I say at least 95% of my clients, were women with lack of self-belief, lack of confidence and self-esteem, trying to find work-life balance. And they also wanted to excel in their careers. I was coaching most team leaders, managers in the NHS, and most of them were women. So I reflected on this and thought, this is so much of a coincidence. And not only that, before I was a life coach, I would find myself encouraging other girls, women with lack of self-esteem. I don't know. It's like it resonates so much with me. And I went through this journey and I feel that everybody has a calling in their life. And that calling is to do with whatever journey they went through. So my journey is I'm a woman that experienced lack of self-belief and confidence, and I am at the other side, I believe. So this is my coaching philosophy, is helping women, empowering themselves to create fulfilling lives and excel in their careers. And I think I also try to create an uplifting and supportive environment for these women to overcome their self-doubt, that negative self-talk that we all have, so they can like rediscover their worth. And I do this rooted into my values. Mm. So one thing, I don't know if it already shows, is I think I have a good enough sense of humor. And I love to use this. I think that fun laughter is the best way to move forward, move you out of a stagnant. So I do use my sense of humor whenever I can, and in my social media particularly. And then I also, obviously, empowerment is another value, and confidence and courage. So I think I answered your question there.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. What is it about women particularly that causes their lack of self-esteem and lack of self-confidence?
So I have been reading about this, and there are many factors, but if you Google the statistics, you know, lack of self-belief, lack of self-confidence takes you to not pursuing your dreams, particularly in your career, or you can also call it imposter syndrome. So if you Google about imposter syndrome, 75% of people suffer this at some point in their careers, in their lives. And 70% are women. So what I believe and what I've been reading is that culture and things like social expectations of being the perfect mom, being the perfect wife, the perfect housewife, having everything perfect, you looking perfect when you go out, you know, all these pressures that most of the times we put them, like nobody comes to me and says, Neila, you need to be perfect at this and that and that. Maybe my mom. Perhaps my mom, yes. Bless her. But yeah, there is like this culture that passes on from one generation to the other that you must be perfect at everything. And then women now in the modern world, they want to have a career. You know, this is not like the ancient times or times of Bridgerton. It's so in fashion these days that a woman cannot have a career, cannot study. No, now we can do this and we want to do it because I look at you and I think, oh gosh, this guy is so successful. You know, he has his own two businesses and he's now building this podcast for his coaching platform. And I think, oh my God, this is amazing. You know, why can I not do this? Because my mom comes and tells me, Neila, when are you going to stop studying and start, you know, creating a family and remember to have the plate on the table for your husband coming from work? This is real. This is real. This happens to me nearly daily. So obviously, this environment doesn't help women like me to believe in themselves. So I want to be the voice in their head that fights the negative voice in their life and say, yes, you can do this. And no, you don't need to be perfect. And nobody is perfect. And perfection doesn't exist. And we shouldn't strive for perfection. I think the most effective and important thing is that you are aware of your self-talk. That little voice in your head is normally negative. And actually, if you read about it, we are hardwired to think negatively. It's called a negative bias that we have in our brains. 85% of our thoughts are automatic, and about 90% of them are negative. So automatically, every day of your life, you are thinking negatively about you, about whatever you see, about whatever you hear, about whatever you have done, whatever you have not done. So it's like you have a little bully in your head, if you think about it. I say to some of my clients, sometimes, I don't know if it is the Spanish in me, but sometimes I'm too direct. I just go and say, if you were talking to me like that, I will get up and leave. Because this is bullying. This is bullying. And if you were to talk like that to your child, to your best friend, to your beloved ones, you wouldn't talk to them like that as you are talking to yourself. So for me, the most important thing is that you pay attention to the way you speak to yourself and then train your awareness to tune into that. But it's easier said than done. I do workshops about this. So quickly, I will explain. It's not easy to pay attention to your thoughts because most of them are automatic, but it's very easy to pay attention to your feelings. So every thought creates an emotion, a feeling. So pay attention to that because it might be something like you are feeling a bit off today and you don't really know why. Realize about that. Realize that you're not feeling great and start thinking, when did this start? And work your way back, perhaps to the beginning of the day. Okay, you woke up and you snoozed your alarm. How did that make you feel? Were you already thinking, oh, you're going to be late, you're going to miss the train, and then you were indeed late, and then you were telling yourself, I told you, you're a failure, blah, blah, blah. So that kind of speech that you have with yourself is going to set up the mood for the day, and it's going to make you feel in a particular way. And then depending on how you feel, you're going to create a different reality.
Recognizing how we feel with those thoughts is a really powerful method to break that cycle. Thank you for sharing that. Could you share a success story that you've had with a client that you've worked with?
Yes. I won't say names. This person, let's call her Lisa. It's not her real name, but confidentiality and all these things. She had a very high position in the NHS. Mom. Single mom of two girls. And she came to coaching because her boss said, would you like to do some coaching? And she went, yeah, of course, don't know what it is about, but let's go and jump on it. And it was just after COVID when we started doing coaching in my area. And she had to deal with her job, full-time job, and then homeschooling, blah, blah, blah. Nobody could help around. And so she was in a bad place emotionally. When she finished coaching, and I have her, she sent me a letter after I left the NHS and everything. She said that she is my little marketing promoter because everybody tells her that she's glowing, that she's thriving. And she says, is this coaching? Nila has a way of, like, she's not telling me anything new, anything that I didn't know. But she makes me realize in this way that she asks you questions that are quite powerful, that then I go and reflect on it, and then I change my life. Because it is true, it's me. And long story short, she had two jobs in the NHS. She could combine them, and they were quite high up. She left one to then, because she was trained at this job, and she left that job through coaching as well. And she's now trying to start her own business, doing her own thing about mental health.
Awesome.
Yes. And it's so nice to see her. And she is literally glowing. You see her through the screen, she is glowing. And she says, everybody keeps telling me this, even you, Nayla, that I'm glowing. And I do feel I'm quite well, you know.
Sounds like she's had a really incredible journey, just like yourself.
I think so. And she believes so. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. And this.
How do you stay up to date and continue to develop as a coach?
No. Well, I don't know if I have a attention deficit, but honestly, it's like everything is so sparkling when it comes to coaching. You can train in so many things, and I see one and I'm like, oh yeah, 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 I want to do that one. And then I see the next one and I'm like, oh yeah, 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 I'm going to do that one. And then you start one thing and you never finish anything. But recently I became a mom, and this is helping me focusing so much. And then also I think, right, this is the type of clientele I have and I want to work with, what will help them best. So in my case, recently I qualified to do group coaching, but that was my own thing, not to help my clientele particularly. It's because I love the energy of a group. I just think that there is so much power in that. I've been in conferences and things like that, Tony Robbins, for example. And I just feel that there is something so powerful when a group of like-minded people with similar goals in the same program want to achieve something and they are all together, you know. So I trained for that while I was on maternity leave. I have also studied bits and bobs of positive psychology, but I don't have a qualification. It was just because I was interested. And now I'm starting to be a mindfulness teacher because I do see in my coaching sessions that this has a good impact. I use it at the beginning of the coaching session to clear your mind. Perhaps this is something you do too. But I am introducing as well visualizations, because it's so important, you know, as a coach, to keep the vision in mind, your why. And I find that visualizations are super powerful. And there is so much research behind it. I don't know if you know David Hamilton. He's Scottish. For example, I went to one of his talks and he said that he used to work in a pharmacy company or I don't know, he's a biologist and he has a PhD, and he used to see the placebo effect. And then from that, he jumped onto visualizations and he visualized himself playing tennis, but he couldn't visualize himself playing tennis well. So he watched a video of Andy Murray winning some sort of tennis competition. And then he worked on that visualization for months, and he ended up winning a tennis competition as well himself. But there are so many cases out there. Anyway, so I find this very powerful, and I think that I am where I am today because I've done so many visualizations. So I want to do it well, and for that reason, I thought I'm going to start a proper certification on this rather than me winging it.
Visualizations can also, I know it could be one of those things to help self-esteem and self-confidence, having that clear visualization of how you want to be in different situations.
Yes. Sorry, to answer your question more specifically, I learned this once. You can only take your client, your coachee, as deep as you have been. So if you want to keep upskilling yourself, you need to keep working on yourself. Therefore, I try to develop myself in different skills, mindfulness, and the words that I mentioned before, but also to work on myself and keep going deeper, because I want to create transformational experiences. And how can I do this if I've not done it for myself? And we continuously grow and develop and transform, and life develops and evolves so we can continuously experience these transformations as well.
That's so true. Thank you. What are some of the common misconceptions that your clients have about coaching?
Yes. So some people think that it could be therapy, or it could work as therapy. You know, some people have approached me with mental health issues or depression, and I had to really state, this is not therapy. These are the things we can work on, you know, your confidence, your self-esteem, achieving your goals, feeling better with yourself. But if you do have a mental health issue, I would advise you to go to a mental health specialist. And other people are like scared of questions, and they think that we are going to do an interview. And often I find that these people are maybe not ready to go deep. So I will say that these are the two most common misconceptions. I don't know if you could agree.
I agree.
It's not therapy. Yeah. It's not therapy. It's not an interview.
Yeah. A lot of people come thinking it's therapy, or they're looking for mentoring. And coaching is a very different thing, a very powerful thing. How do you tailor your coaching for when you're coaching groups or when you're coaching individuals?
I just go with the flow. I don't have for the group coaching, I'm creating a group coaching program now. I do have more things planned. But when I sit down with my coachee, I don't really plan anything. I listen to what they want, to what they say, to what they don't say. And I always ask them at the beginning, after we clear the space in the head, what do you want to achieve today with this coaching session? Where do you want to be next? So then we have some sort of direction. But other than that, I have no planning. So I just listen and try to tune into my intuition. I don't know, my coaching skills, and I go with the flow. You never know what is going to happen when you go into a coaching session.
Thank you. Nayla, what's on the horizon for you? What are some of your future goals as a coach?
Yes. So I am right now working on a group coaching program that I'm going to launch in a few months. I'm hoping for September, after school holidays and after I come back from my holidays. And this is something I'm really excited about. I finally came up with a name. I didn't know I had to have a name, but I think it's quite a powerful name. It's called She Leads Academy. And I'm putting genuinely my heart and soul into this, and all that I know and all that I'm training. And again, days without agenda, and see what happens. So this is going to be my next step. And then after that, I'm training and working on talks and being a motivational speaker, because this is how I started my journey. I once watched someone doing a talk that inspired me so much to want to feel better. And it's a Spanish man. I could say the name if you wanted, but he only does. Mario Alonso Puig. I admire him so much. He is a very renowned doctor that then became a coach and speaker, and he just promotes, you know, people living happier and better and feeling better with themselves, and connects so much with me. So I saw him once through YouTube, and I thought, I want to create this feeling in others. So that's my future goal. Maybe not as far as we think it is. I have already done a few talks, and I am working behind the scenes on that.
Awesome. If someone was interested in She Leads Academy, could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. So this is a group coaching program. I'm going to do two different modalities. One is face-to-face in Glasgow, and the other one is online for whoever doesn't live in Glasgow. And it will be once a week during 8 weeks. It's a program to empower women to create fulfilling lives and excel in their careers. And we're going to have one coaching session each week during 8 weeks. I have already said that. I'm going to include also two one-to-one coaching sessions, which I think it increases the value because it's just going to be awesome and it's just going to make it more powerful. And then when we gather as a group, then we have more clear goals of what each of us want to achieve. And then I'm also able to see, you know, the feeling of who is coming to this group and who could I pair up with, and what could happen. And then we will do some visualizations, mindfulness, and I will share some coaching tools to work on each other. And at the end, the goal is that you transform your life and achieve that thing that you once thought you could do this, but someone talked you out of it.
Thank you.
And this someone could be yourself thinking, no, there's no way I can achieve that.
That sounds like an awesome program. If someone wanted to find out more about She Leads Academy, find out more about Nayla Rodriguez, where can we find more information?
I would advise you to go on LinkedIn, find Nayla Rodriguez. I do have a website. It's called Nayla Rodriguez Coaching. It's not the easiest name to spell. I'm hoping that you link it somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely.
But the She Leads Academy is something that I haven't launched yet. So I need to update my website and my social media accordingly. But this is coming up in the next week or two.
Thank you. Thank you so much for giving your time today, Nayla. It was great having you.
Oh, it was so great you having me here. Thank you so much for inviting me. I really enjoyed this.
Thank you.